This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, you'll be hearing from Billy Graham's new message titled, Arise, Take Your Place. There are some things on this earth that absolutely have to be changed, have to be prayed out, and have to be done by a church that is rising to her place. We will have to come up to this place and aspire to move in the plan for the Church of Glory. Listen now as Sister Billy shares about this place and how we must rise to this higher realm in God.
Again, verse 5, and besides this, giving all diligence, minister to your saving faith these other things, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off. And that cannot see afar off is short-sighted. He only sees this life. He only made arrangements. He only saw to himself in this life. He didn't see to the things of the Spirit. He that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never stumble, and an entrance will be ministered to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm looking for one of those. And to get one of those, you don't go up before him empty. See, that was a type and a shadow back there. They're not to come up before me empty, God says, because I'm a good God and I have blessings. And if you walk in my ways, then you are going to get blessings. And we get blessings. Fruit abounds to our heavenly account. I believe he's so faithful, he'll reward smiles you give people. Little hug. I believe you'll go up and you've done those things and you'll just be astonished at the abundant entrance, let alone the souls. Hallelujah. But God sets the example that when you come up to the Macomb, you come up to the place, don't you come empty-handed, because you don't have to. God's made way for you that you did not have to come empty-handed. And so he has told them of this place, of this Macomb. Moses didn't get to go into the land, but they're going to go in there. They don't know where it is, but they're going to look for it, and they're going to find it. Now, let's look at a man who saw it earlier. He didn't realize everything about it, but he did see it. The scriptures tell us. We're going to look at Abraham in Genesis 22. I'm kind of getting excited myself. Genesis 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did test Abraham. And when God gives tests, it's always for promotion. And he said unto Abraham, Abraham, he said, Hineni, behold me. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Yitzhak, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah. Now the temple mount is named Mount Moriah. And offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, clave the wood for a burnt offering and rose up and went to the place, Hamakom, of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw Hamakom afar off. Now, the Jewish oral tradition says that he saw a cloud over it, like the Shekinah. Jesus said, he rejoiced to see my day. He saw something, Abraham saw, about what our Lord did. He saw, not only with these two eyes, but he saw with some other eyes. And so he took his son there, verse 7, and Isaac spoke unto Abraham his father and said, my father, and he said, Hineni, my son, behold me. He said, behold the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together, and they came to Hamakom, the place. They came to Mount Moriah, and they came to that rock, which has a dome over it today. And that rock is where Abraham bound Isaac. The Jews say that Isaac was 37 years old, and that Abraham was up past 70s. I've forgotten now exactly how, past 75 up. And that certainly Isaac could have overcome Abraham. And that the reason he wanted to be bound was he knew that he might flinch at the knife, or he might try to resist it. So he requested to be bound. And they call this the binding of Isaac. And he was bound there. And they came to, verse 9, Hamakom, the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of Jehovah called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Hineni. That was always the answer of one who was ready. Here I am, behold me. He said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Yahweh Yireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of Jehovah it shall be seen. Now that ram that was caught in that thicket by its horn, that became the shofar. That became the ram's horn. That is why they blow the shofar today. They're blowing the shofar tonight more than 100 times because God provided himself a sacrifice. And one of the things the shofar does, but what it's doing tonight in more than 100 blasts, is calling for the Messiah. The shofar calls for the Messiah to come. It wouldn't surprise me if he came and we woofed it up right from here. This might not be the day, but it might be the day. We don't know the day, but it could possibly be around this time if he keeps according to his way of keeping a redemptive calendar. And so I always am watching on Rosh Hashanah. I'm watching, of course, every day almost. And he named this place Hamakom. He named it Yireh. We say Jireh, but there's no J's in the Hebrew language. It's Yah, Yahweh, Yaakov, Yireh. And so he named the place Yireh, which means Jehovah sees. Now somebody had already named the place before, and let's go to Genesis 14, verse 18. And Melchizedek, king of Shalem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. Melchi is the Hebrew word for king, And Tzedek is the Hebrew word for righteous. So he was a king of righteousness, and he was king over a place called Shalem. I'll tell you what the Jews say about him. You don't have to believe it. They say it was Shem, the son of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And that he had a school in the... You know, he lived hundreds of years. He lived over into the life of Abraham. And that he had a school of righteousness here in this place where Adam had been created. And you say, didn't have a father and didn't have a mother. What that means is he didn't come into his priesthood by being a son of Aaron. His mother wasn't a son of Aaron. His father wasn't a son of Aaron. He had an appointed priesthood. And so, of course, God says to our Lord, you're appointed a priest. He's not really born in the priestly family. But you don't have to buy that. If you don't want to, just skip it over, put it up on a shelf, forget about it. But for sure, because the Bible says so, that place that he was the king of was named Shalem. And so we see here, Shalem or Salem, and then when it was named, that place was named by Abraham, he named it Yira, and it came to be called Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. So the place where he offered up Isaac and bound him was that holy city, and it's that holy hill, and it's that holy rock. And it has the name of Yerushalayim. Now God told them there's going to be a place where he puts his name. At the time of Abraham, at the time of actually Jacob, they don't know where this place is. But Jacob stumbled upon it. If you'll turn to Genesis 28. The Lord is so intricate. And things are so intricately connected. Verse 10. And Yaakov went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place. The Hebrew Bible translates this, he encountered Hamakom. He happened upon it. He encountered this place. He didn't know that he did, but he happened upon it. And when he did, the same thing happened to him.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled Arise, Take Your Place. This new 8-tape cassette album is now available for only $40. To order this series, please call our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. For ministry and meeting information, call 417-336-4877 or write us at Billy Graham Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri 65615. Don't forget to log on and hear the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast on the World Wide Web at www.billybraham.org. From all of us at Billy Graham Ministries, Shalom.